والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين اليوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today inshallah we're going to talk about the night of Eid and the Eid and the manner, the purpose and the virtues and the reward of the Eid. We start with the purpose. Where does Eid come from? Some people translate it as a feast. But Eid, in Arabic language, a day of happiness, a day of joy. But a lot of Muslims do not know why is he joying about and why they are happy about. And the day of Fitr, meaning the day of Eid after Ramadan, is different than the day of Eid in the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, which is the Eid al-Adha. The Eid or al-Fitr, the purpose of it is a gift of Allah. This is why it has another name in the sky, in the kingdom of Allah, يوم الجائزة, the day of gift, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gathered the angel and He tells them, oh my angel, bear witness, my servant, they did not see me and they believe me and they obey me, and they fast all the month of Ramadan for me, and waiting for my reward. Whoever work and finish his work, he has to get his reward. And today, I will give them the reward, and today, I will shower them with my mercy, and my contentment, and my pleasure. When is that? The day of Eid, which is Eid al-Fitr after Ramadan. This why you find out the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in many ahadith, he did not encourage women to go to the masjid. He did not encourage women to make Salat al-Jum'ah. Imagine, and there's many ahadith about women pray in her room better than praying in the hallway. And hallway is better than, for example, the living room. And the living room better than her masjid, which is the opposite of men. Except one type of salah, the Prophet advised us to take all our family and even all our women, even if she has her prayer and she has her menses, she go to the masjid, but she do not go to the musalla. Why? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said it, of the meaning of, do not deny them, the goodness will be spreading in this day. Why? Because in the day of Eid, when you go out of your house toward the masjid, is an angels in a two-sided, making prayer for you, write your name, write your steps, make dua for you, pray for you, make dhikr for you. And Allah will be so pleased with you. And after the gathering in the masjid and make prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, get up, I forgive all your sins and I will reward you and I will increase, but this increase, it will be only written in my kingdom. I will give it to you when you come to me in the day of judgment. And He will shower us with His mercy, blessing and love, which will spread among us if we understood. This why He encouraged everybody. Also it has another purpose. To other people see the unity of Muslims. To other faith and people, other believe, see the bounty of Islam. And also for Muslims to feel the joy of being united. and to build strength and show power and strength and unity. And also to generate mercy among each other by giving charity before. This why Eid al-Fitr is recommended to delay it. And Eid al-Adha is recommended to make it earlier. What's the wisdom behind it? Because Eid al-Fitr is recommended to spread the charity of Zakat al-Fitr. And Zakat al-Fitr is making sure the main purpose behind it is to be given to the poor people and needy in the area, to everybody go in the day of Eid in happiness. By this way, you have enough time to go buy and shop and do whatever you want. Can you see the bounty of Islam? By this way, Eid al-Fitr is recommended to be delayed. By this way, everybody in the local area have time to go with happiness and nobody is needy. And everybody helping to fulfill the need of each other. In Eid al-Adha is different, which is the one after Hajj, is recommended to make it so early. By this way, people have the time to go slaughter their dhabiha, qurbani, and go back home and eat from it by lunchtime. If we try to put it in a frame, time frame, for example, Eid al-Fitr, average 9:30, 10 o'clock, or even 10:30. Eid al-Adha should be at 7 o'clock, maximum. Why? By this way people can finish Eid al-Adha, because Udhiyah has to be after Eid, not before Eid. Now, in Eid al-Fitr, we know what's the purpose. What about Eid al-Adha? What's the purpose of Eid al-Adha? By this way, Eid al-Fitr is sharing mercy and pleasure and bounty from Allah to us and forgive us after the month of Ramadan. We have 1 month of work, and this is the day of Eid, the day of collecting our gift and our reward. By this way, we joy of what Allah allowed us to have. Can you see how it works? We joy and we happy of what Allah have provided to us and allow us to have. To have of what? Of Iman, to faith, worship, ability to remember Allah. All this from Allah. By this way, you are a state of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is now Eid al-Fitr, the one after Ramadan. Now what about Eid al-Adha? Eid al-Adha is completely different. And the majority of Muslims, they do not even know what the purpose of Eid al-Adha. Eid al-Adha is a special Eid for people who do Hajj. Because their Eid, Allah allow them to complete their Hajj. Can you see it? This why almost is forbidden for a Hajji in the day of Arafat, which is the 9th of the Hijjah, to fast. And in meantime, any Muslim is not Hajji is very highly recommended to fast the 9th of the Hijjah. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said of the meaning of the most beloved 10 day for Allah in the whole year is the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah is the most beloved days for Allah, he loved them. Why? Because it's a time of gathering all Muslims for Allah. You see? And the most blessing day in the whole year is Arafat. What's the difference between the night of Laylatul Qadr and Yawm Arafat? The night of power is a night. better than 1,000 months. But Waqfat Arafat, the day of Arafat, is a holy day and a happy day and a very rewarded, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love it so much because this is the day He descended in the sky of the earth and spread His mercy over all the Hajj and said, get up, I forgive all your sins. And in another report, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, I forgive all you who do the Hajj and all of Muslims who do dua for the Hajj. Is Eid is a unique Eid for the Hajj and a whole Eid for Muslim. This is why the Prophet ﷺ, he said of the meaning of whoever fasts the ninth day of Dhul Hijjah, Allah forgive him of 1 year before and 1 year after. Look at the mercy of Allah. If you follow how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread His mercy over the year, it's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, listen, you have no chance of this, I give you this. You have no chance of that, I will give you that. By this way, if you follow different occasion, Yawm Ashura, the day of Ashura, 1 year forgiven. Imagine Allah give you few days in a whole month, in a whole year. You can get reward equivalent to years. What more generosity of Allah more than that? It's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, come to me. Come to me. I will give you. I will reward you. Come to me. Just give me small action. I will give you a lot. Come. And this why, in the day of Arafat, which is the ninth day of Dhul Hijjah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advise us, for the people who are in Arafat and they finish their Hajj, when they leave their own Hajj, what they say? Allah advises of the meaning of the Quran. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ, if you leave Arafat, فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ, remember Allah. كَذِكْرُكُمْ أَبَائِكُمْ, like the way you remember your fathers and more. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He divided the people at this day into two kinds. What's the two kinds? He said, فَمِنَ النَّاسِ, some of the people, they will ask, oh Allah, أَعْطِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا, give us in this life goodness. وَمَا لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ, and the hereafter, they have nothing. They not even have a dirt rug. This one group. But this group is actually for Muslim. Hajji! These are people who always call be Allah for some dunya stuff. Some material status. Some pleasure. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ اللَّهُمَّ آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. Those are one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those are the one who said, oh Allah, give me the goodness of this life and the goodness of the hereafter. These are the people Allah want. And this is what Allah be pleased with. By this way, this is Eid for them, the ninth. They have two Eid. The Eid of being standing in Arafat and the day of completing Hajj, which is Eid for all Muslims. Why? Is a gift from Allah to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the day Shaitan will said, he keep putting dust in his head and he said, oh Allah is cursing me and I'm be worrying and working so hard the whole year to make them a sinner, and Allah forgives him in one day. Poor me. And he keep crying and screaming, but nobody here except the shayateen like him. You know? And this why, if we understood How Allah is so mercy and kind. And this why, in Eid al-Adha, from the time you know it is Eid, you start making takbirat. Allahu Akbar. And by the way, why we should be united with the people of Arafat? Because it's what Allah wants. The reciting the moon right or wrong is their business. But we should be united with our 2.5 million or 3 million Hajji in Arafat. Because it's what Allah wants. They make dua for us and we make dua for them and everybody making dua and getting closer to Allah. And this how Allah sends His mercy. When the whole ummah united for Allah. If Allah give me a life until Saturday, we'll talk about it when what happened to Yunus alayhi salam. By this way, one of the purpose Eid is a happiness of the people of Hajj because they finished their Hajj, Allah give them tawfiq, and they forgive their sin. What more than that? What about the rest of the ummah? What is Eid all about? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His own generosity, He make us follow the sunnah, the teaching of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which when Allah command him to slaughter and take his son, the only son Ismail, wonder what happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he find Ibrahim alayhi salam was sincere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him a big, huge sheep from paradise to slaughter it in the behalf of Ismail alayhi salam, and this become our sunnah. What is the reward? The Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever slaughters animal in the day of Eid, before the blood reaches the ground, the person his sin is all forgiven. What more than that? And is a sign of thank gratitude to Allah and thank Him for being a Muslim. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you to give you your life and your health. And much more health than Iman. A unity of the Muslim. Sharing of bounty and thanks to Allah. This way is recommended. The sheep or the animal you slaughter is divided into 3 sections. One section for you and your family. One section for relatives and neighbors. And one section for the poor people. What kind of unity and goodness is bred more than that? Why we say takbirat? Why Allah choose for the Hajj to say Allahu Akbar? In the beginning of the Hajj, you said Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Oh Allah, here I am, I'm coming to you. And after Hajj, we said Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. What's the purpose? What's the meaning? Think. Anybody can tell me why? Because Allah greater than our weakness. Allah greater than our temptation. And the temptation of the devil. And our desire, our sins. Allah greater than all our sins. Allah greatest in His mercy, in His bounty, in His forgiveness. Can you see? When you said it, why you said it? What's the meaning? Is a bounty, is a happiness. You recognize, yes, you are the greatest, Ya Allah. You do not only give us material, and you give us all the forgiveness. And all the mercy, and all the bounty from you. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He won't say, oh, the whole earth, I want you to know who is the greatest. Can you see it? And every Muslim on earth said Allah is the greatest for allowing the rest of the Muslims to do the Hajj. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to be bind. He wants us to be united. He loves Muslims to be united. You will find many verses about unity. And many verses cursing and warning if the Muslims do not be unity. This is some of the purpose of Eid of Adha. It's a lot of bounty. A lot of bounty from Allah. Now imagine if a king is so happy. A king, he have a day and he said, this is the day I will spread all my goodness. What you should do? You go ask the king for what you want. It's a happy time. What do you think? You see? This why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said of the meaning of whoever eliminate the night of Eid, Allah illuminate and keep his life a living heart when the time Allah kill all the hearts. Because according to some status and some report, in the end of time, Allah will kill the hearts. What's the meaning killing the heart in here? Kill the heart meaning you will be a living person, but your heart is dead. You have no vision. You have no comprehending. You cannot understand. And this is what's happening now. And the Prophet ﷺ give us a chance. What's the chance? The chance is the night of Eid illuminated with dhikr. Remember Allah. Illuminated with takbirat. Illuminated with getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm illuminating with reciting Quran. Illuminated with getting closer to Allah. You see? Why? If you are intelligent, using the time, Allah is so happy and so pleased. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the most beloved days to do good deed is the 9th, 10th of in the 9 or 10 days of Zulhijjah, which is the ultimate day will be what? The day of Arafat. And the day of Eid is the day we show gratitude and thanks to Allah, with why we do keep saying takbirat. And when we finish salah, is recommended to do takbirat. And actually, according to the sunnah and habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he go visit the needy and go visit the relative and do everything, what he does? He go after that later on, start crying to Allah and thank Him and do takbirat. Now you see? Now, this is some of the purpose of the Eid al-Adha. What else? Also to remember and remind us of the Day of Judgment. To remind us who is the greatest. Is Allah is the greatest? Or me the greatest? My children is the greatest? My wife is the greatest? My husband is the greatest? My materialist is the greatest? Or Allah is the greatest? And He give us the example by Ismail alayhi salam, the one the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about him, the one he should be slaughtered twice. Ismail alayhi salam should be dead twice. Why? The day Allah commanded him to take his wife Hajar and put her in the desert in a place has nobody. Her and her child. Meaning go, put them to die according to material status. Imagine, you take your wife and a child and put them in the desert alone, in a place has nobody. What kind of advice is that? Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, I'm going to destroy them. But with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He took a situation which from us or for us is completely destruction, and what He did? He make it completely for us. You see? similar. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Ismail alayhi salam was a young boy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to slaughter his son. By this way, twice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice the most beloved thing to him at this time, which was his own son. What we learned from that, what's the purpose? The purpose for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He won't tell us, this is my way of you coming toward me. Sacrifice of what you have for me. I purchase already what you have for me. And each one according to sincerity, he can say what he wants. Like for example, one person he said something amazing, which is a very small example, but it means a lot. A person sitting in a traffic light. And you ask him, why are you standing in a traffic light? He said, the rule is a rule. I have to stand in a traffic light. You ask him, why are you standing in a traffic light this time? It may be in the middle of the night, no car around. He said, I have to obey the law. And you said, subhanallah, you have to obey the law. But in the meantime, inside, maybe you're drinking, you're listening to music, you're smoking, you do everything against the rule of the main creator. Look at this. We respect the law of the man, and we obey it, and we humbly obey it, and we're not willing to obey the rule of the creator. Who's the greatest? The policeman of New York or Allah? Think. This is very simple. You know? And when we disobey the policeman and he after us, oh sir, yes please, and all of a sudden, mashallah, you become so humble person. Now who's the greatest? The policeman? Is Allah? No. Do we do the same to Allah when we commit sin? When we disobey Allah, we think the same? For a ticket, $50 or $70, I feel so humble and fear, especially if it's a moving violation and I can lose my license. I will be like a sheep or a goat in the front of the cop. What about if I'm a completely a sinner and I die and I go to hellfire for infinity and I will be judged in the front of Allah about every mistake and every disobeying I did? Meaning I sacrifice my relationship between me and Allah for a relationship between me and material, an idol, a statue. Because sometimes we think statue, it has to be a statue. No. Today we are worshipping a lot of statue. But we think we do not have it. No, we have it. Plenty of it. My wife can be a statue. My son can be a statue. My money can be a statue. My habit and custom can be a statue. My desire can be a statue. Anything you respect and you obey and you like above what Allah wants from you. Imagine, in Eid al-Adha, Allah do not tell you that. No. Allah is talking to the obedience people and tell them what? I want you to sacrifice what you have for me. Not even obedience. No. Obedience, it has to be a must. It's an obligation to be in a state of obedience. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He do not want obedience. He want extra. Give me what you love. Give me what you desire. Give me what you like. Give it to me. Why? Why Allah I give it to you? I will make it worthwhile for you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said of the meaning of whoever have a goat or a sheep to give it to Allah, Allah he take it from you. And he make it grow until the day of judgment. And in the day of judgment, he make it work for you. Who can do that? Imagine somebody tell you, give me a sheep. I make business for you with one sheep. For 2 million years. And is honest. He never cheat you. No any problem. And who's more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What about Hajar? A woman obey her husband. What about the son who obey his father? What about that? What are we learning from that? This Eid al-Adha. Everybody sacrifice. This why Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was famous by three. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي أَوْفَّى وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى. Ibrahim, the one he kept his commitment, he kept his word. In what? They said, وَفَّى بِجَسَدِهِ لِلنِّيرَانِ وَوَفَّى بِمَالِهِ لِلْضِيفَانِ وَوَفَّى بِقَلْبِهِ لِلرَّحْمَنِ. He sacrificed his body in the fire when they threw him. And he sacrificed his money for the guests. And he sacrificed his heart for Allah when he asked him to slaughter his own son. At this time, he was the Khalilullah. Now he is closer to Allah. Because you are belong to me. Nobody greater and greatest in your life except me. Do you know what Allah wants? Allah, he wants every Muslim to say it in his heart, Allah is the greatest. But you do not say it with your tongue in occasion. And inside your heart, you think about your wife. You think about your kids. You think about your money. You think about your wife, you think about your husband, you think about what you have, your car, whatever. We become a worshipper of all, everything except Allah. How you know? Very simple. See how much time you're giving to material, how much time you give it to Allah. How much is time you spend to gain what you like, and how much you spend for Allah. How much money you spend in the path of Allah and the cause for Allah, and how much money you spend for what you desire. Very simple question. Everybody knows the answer. Believe me. Nobody, believe me, is a fool. Nobody can say, I do not know. Everybody deep inside know. What's the difference? Stingy. But what kind of stingy? Some stingy is so ugly. Imagine you do not want to go to paradise. Imagine you want to go to hellfire. Imagine you do not want to please Allah. You want to please everybody except Allah. Imagine. This is the main core of Eid al-Adha. By this way, if you are really want to engage in Eid al-Adha, I ask myself, what I am doing in the night of Eid? What I should do? Dhikr. Remember Allah. A lot of takbirat, a lot of thanks to Allah, a lot of getting closer to Allah. To get what the Prophet ﷺ promised me, to have my heart alive in the time Allah kill all the heart. Meaning, have complete veils. And today, if you look to the majority of people, Muslim or non-Muslim, the heart is dead. How you know the heart is dead? The person is not even going towards his goodness and benefit himself. What more than the person is not benefit himself? Imagine I tell you, you are in a route of hellfire, and you said, fine, fine, let me alone. Imagine. If you do that in this life, we'll call 911 and say, this man is crazy. Take him to the mental institute. But we're doing it physically every day by our action between us and Allah. And we forget, we are being accountable for every action, every day, every moment. And whatever day is gone is lost. By this way, I believe in the day of Eid. If you're not sacrificing enough, remember, I have to do more effort and sacrifice for Allah. And if I'm sacrificing, how I sacrifice more? And how, if I'm not doing it, how I cry to Allah and ask Him, oh Allah, give it to me before it's too late. Because in the moment of death, you will pay the price so heavily, if you believe it. If you believe it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even tell us, from your money, your wives, your spouse, your children is an enemy, is a trial. Don't let your wife and money and your children make you stray from what Allah wants. Do not take it as a game. You will find the Quran is full of advice about our family and what will Allah give us. Because Allah gives us as a trust. We do not own it. We do not own nothing. This is why when we lose something, we start crying. Why? Because we think we own it. But once actually we lost it, we realize the truth. But it will be too late. You see, always the son of Adam, Shaitan make us want to realize, but it's too late. By this way, this is some of the purpose of Hajj. What about the manna? People always believe the day of Eid is the day of eating, the day of happiness. Happiness of what? What are you doing to be happy about? Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu, his two daughters came to him in the day of Eid and said, oh our father, and he's a Khalifa. Imagine the Khalifa of all the Muslims. The charity have no poor in his own ummah. It never happened in any time in life. He has a treasure of all the Muslims. And his two daughters are coming with dress full of holes. Holes, very, very old. And said, oh our father, please, can we have a new dress for Zaid? What he tells them? لَيْسَ الْعِيدَ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدِ ولكن العيد لمن خاف يوم الوعيد. The day of Eid is not the one for those who dress new clothing, but the day of Eid is the people who fear the day of judgment. This is Eid. This is why you have certain duty in a day of Eid: visiting the sick, relative, join heart. Even with the people who you dislike, or you have something against them, united your heart with your relative, forgive each other for Allah, try always spread forgiveness. And what else? And also even think about the dead people, make dua for them, if you can visit them. Do you need a reward too? Look at how the beauty of Islam. Poor people, relative, neighbors, share whatever Allah give you. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us. It's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, come, give me your dirty heart, I clean it for you. Spend, let me clean your heart from stingy, from greed. Give me, let me clean you from your dirt. Because all this disease is dirt. Look at us today, why we fight with each other? You hardly find a Muslim family is a family. Especially if the parents die. Everybody fighting and arguing. For what? For a couple of $1,000. You're losing your own brotherhood and sisterhood for a couple of thousand, and even with knowledge you're not sure about it. And you allow Shaitan to bubble you up for what? And all of us is not a multimillionaire. Imagine if we're really a multimillionaire, we will kill each other. And it's happening. A lot of Muslim brother and sister from their own mother killing their own each other after inherited, after the father died or the mother died. It's spreading all over. It's spreading all over. I go to any event, to any group, and somebody, I tell him, anybody has no problem in his family, raise your hand. And I dare anybody to raise his hand. Do you know why? It's from Allah. It's a calamity from Allah. Why? Because we loving dunya. We disobey Allah. We disobey Allah and we love what Allah hates most, which is a material life. Allah tell me, love me. Come to me. Get closer to me. I won't give you paradise. We said, Allah, no. I want now. You keep your paradise for you. I want now. Allah tell you, this very short time is not worth it. I will make the short time you have worth a real happiness until the day of judgment and after that for infinity. But we do not listen to Allah's advice. We listen to the enemy of Allah with shaitan. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this is the manner of Eid. Okay? The manner of Eid to remember and realize. The happy one, the one who tried to please Allah more, the one who saved his time, the one who really tried to get closer to Allah and sacrifice more. You see, you find out all the talk about Eid al-Adha is action, not a talk. By this way, if I'm engaging in talk and I'm not doing it, something wrong with me. May Allah forgive me. Because the main purpose of that is to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He do not want a sweet talk, He wants an action. Clean up. And by the clean up, look at how it go now. By the cleaning yourself, spread goodness, giving, come closer to Allah. Allah tell you, I will give you happiness. I give you tranquility. I give you peace. Why? Because now, in the day of Eid, you're joining everybody by doing what? Allahu Akbar. And at this time, when you really say it from your heart, you will find all of a sudden, many things erased. Imagine, Allahu Akbar from myself. Allah greater than myself. Allah greater than my wife and kids. Allah greater than what everything Allah give me. If I really have Allah the greatest in my heart, you think I have worry? Tell me. You have worry? I have desire? I have anything? No. No. I have nothing. Why? Because once I have Allah with me, what else I want? Tell me. What else I want? If I have Allah with me, what else I want? What any topic I can think about it? You know? And at this moment, I have security. I have insurance. I have everything. You see? I have Allah with me. This is why at the day of Eid, I will be saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And we see the takbirat, the famous takbirat. You see? What is the virtues and what is the bounty Allah give us? A lot of reward, a lot of forgiveness, a lot of closeness, a lot of, you know, pleasure from Allah. Imagine if Allah be pleased with you, what else I want? What else I want? What else I want? Sometimes today we do not want to wake up until we have a really heavy disease or an accident or calamity or death. At this time we start crying and wake up a little bit. But we do not want to wake up in a state of ease. And it's dangerous, very dangerous. And we keep going. Like blind cows, do not know even where they're going. You know? My dear brother and sister in Islam, this little bit about Day of Eid al-Adha. By this way, inshaAllah, we summarize it again. Is the night of Eid al-Adha is recommended to do takbirat and do ibadah, do worship, dhikr of Allah. Try to do good deed. The 9 days of Dhul-Hijjah, Try to do good deed, try to fast. Whatever you can, especially the ninth day. According to Mecca, according to the people standing in Arafat. May Allah forgive the local people all over who have different disputes about different things. Now, about the day of Eid is many manner. In Eid al-Adha, is recommended when you wake up, you take ghusl. You know, the big ghusl completely. And when you have this ghusl, after that, you have some perfume as men, no perfume for women, and dress the best of your clothes. And about people, forget something. People dress according to the non-Muslim. We forget we have our own dress code, male and female. And we should imitate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever imitate a group of people, he's among them. Very clear. Imagine, the Prophet said, not me. Whoever imitate a group of people, he's among them. And this is what people misunderstand. Islam is not worship. Five times Salah and that's it. Islam, your way of life, your habit and custom according to the teaching of the Prophet. Not your habit and custom according to yourself. No, you are a slave. Belong to Allah. 24 hours, 7 days a week until you die. And you should check what is the custom and sunnah of the Prophet in every time I'm doing any action. If you are a slave to Allah, you will ask. And we have no excuse today, we have all the means to find the answer. Also it's recommended to go early in the masjid from one way and coming back from another way. It's recommended for all the female, all the members of the family, even kids, go to the masjid with manner and humility and do takbirat. And when you come back from another road. Why? For the goodness. Because you're getting a lot of reward. All the road you walk in it will be witnessed to you in the day of judgment. It's a lot of reward. Allah wants you to get a lot of reward. Look at the sunnah. When you slaughter an animal, you should slaughter it the first day, or the second day, or the third day maximum. The earlier, the better. And it's recommended even to slaughter it by yourself if you can. And if you do so, before the blood go down, your sins will be forgiven. What more do we want? You see? And this again, we are doing action which is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which Allah gave it to him as a gift of slaughtering his own son. Look at the amount of bounty and rewarding from Allah. And to have all the community in happiness by sharing. And clean our dirty heart from stingy and greed and accumulate. This about Eid al-Adha. Some of it of whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow me to remember. Now what we say in Eid al-Adha when we go is some report. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. No one worthy of worship except Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. And all praise and thanks to you, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of all the bounty and gift He gave it to us. Do you know what we're saying? If you really think about it, do you know what we're saying? We engaging of performance, the highest oneness and unity of Allah by bringing everything happened to our life toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, inshallah? What else? I forgot anything? About the food, this is not belong to the Eid, but somebody asked, what about the food you spread it or you give it when somebody coming as a guest in your house? The Prophet ﷺ, he said, the guest coming with blessings and leaving with sins. Some people think the guest coming with a blessing, leaving with a sin, leaving with a sin of the family who have been visited. What this meaning? Because the person who are invited to somebody's house, Allah will shower the house with a blessing. By this way, the person coming with blessing from Allah, not for himself. And before he leave, or the time he's leaving, for the generosity of the people of the house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala collect all your sins and let the person who's leaving give it to him in a garbage bag to put it outside. Finished. Throw it away. Doesn't mean you, the guest, go with the sins. No, no, no. Allah do not do that. Allah is so generous than that. No. He tell you, you eat, okay, take the garbage of the family, throw it away. I will give you all the sins of the family, take it with you, throw it away in a way out. Finished. This is what it means. No extra trash. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else? The house is having dhikr and the remember of Allah is illuminate. Light. Is blessing. 100,000 angels coming. And another for 70,000 angels. No any worship. No any worship will give you the same amount of what we're doing now. Every worship you get one angel, two angels to report what you're doing, except when you're sitting and gathering. Can you do it with your family? Yes, you can do it in your family. You gather the family, even one or two member, and you sit down, you open a book, you get the same reward inshaAllah. It's spread goodness. It's spread knowledge. It's spread the right understanding. It's spread the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, inshallah. Now, in the day of Eid, also is allowed for simple, like poem or Islamic songs as a happiness, is allowed three times. The day of Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, and the time of marriage. But what kind of songs, what kind of music is allowed? Songs has to be to generate love to Allah and closeness to Allah, not love to human being. Second is has to be to motivate the heart to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third, to bring happiness to the people by realizing that any instrument is only allowed the duff. And the duff is like a drum, but who has no any metal part, just the drums, not 12 piece drums or 18 piece drums, no, just a basic, you know, drums. Okay, inshallah. What else? We forget anything?
Mm-hmm. I want to ask if there is a special blessing for the cooker.
For what?
The cook. Who sets the food and...
Okay, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, خَادِمُ الْقَوْمَ سَيِّدُهُمْ. The one who serves the people, he is the master of the people. The slave of the people, means the one who serves, and he slave himself to other, he is the Sayyid, he is the highest. What this meaning? What that translation really meaning, whoever serve and make an effort, he gets the reward of everybody involved, all together. Now you can relax. You know? I'm serious. They collect everything. They're sitting, you know, collecting. And this we do not know. This why in the time of the companion of the Prophet ﷺ, they used to fight for whom who will serve others. And serve with humble and humility and gratitude and thanks. Why? Because you are serving Allah. You are getting a lot of reward. If you really realize that, you will find out you are really doing it with very full pleasure and bounty from Allah.
What about the barakah?
Barakah is unlimited. Because barakah is blessing. And blessing of Allah is unlimited. Unlimited. Nobody can understand it. Unlimited in this life, unlimited in the time of the death and grave, and unlimited in the hereafter.
What about the intention? Since you start thinking to invite people in your house, do you have to work on yourself as intention to invite
Masha'Allah.
People? And you have a certain conduct, a certain...
MashaAllah. 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 Her question is, before I do all this, is any manner recommended to benefit me in this action? And what about intention? Sure. A lot of people do gathering and they can get a lot of sins. A lot of people do gathering and they have a lot of curse from Allah. Because what you're doing is, either you gather people to remember Allah, or you gather people to worship Shaitan. How I gather people for Allah and how I gather people for Shaitan. If I gather people to remember Allah and get closer to Allah, I am working for Allah. Not because I want to spend some time, not because I want to show off, not because I want to show up I'm the best cooker or the best whatever, no. It has to be purely intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two is recommended to have wudu. Recommended to have extra reward. And every time your wudu is broken, have wudu. Make two rak'ah to Allah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow you and give barakah to what you're doing. And put guidance in it and put light. Allah can do the doer. And also when you're doing everything, you make dua to Allah and you thank Him for allow you. Because He said, not anybody can serve other. You see? Not anybody can serve other. Whoever Allah chose him to be a slave and serve other, meaning Allah chose him above among everybody. Now, what about worshipping Shaitan? If I make a gathering for a movie, for a show, for a game, what I'm doing? I'm inviting people to Shaitan with me. By this way, I'm not only making one sin, I'm having a sin, and I gather people to accumulate sin, and I'm the owner of all those sins. And all of us in any time in our life, either we collect good deed, or we collect bad deed. We encourage other to do good deed, or we encourage other to do bad deed. Either we working for Allah or we working for Shaitan. All the time. Either we sacrifice for Allah or sacrifice for Shaitan. Either sacrifice for paradise or sacrifice to enter hellfire. All the time you will be in one of two. You will not be in three. All the time. If you really think about it, you will be sitting crying. For every moment and year and time passing over your life. Because you will never have it again. You will no, it's not wasted. Is if it's wasted, is better. Is account for it is accountable and accounted by Allah against you. What more than that? And you will be standing in the front of Allah, question about all this, unless you make tawbah and you stop and you repent and you start doing good deed. And you ask Allah, and you get closer to Allah. At this time, Allah said, I will take all your sins, and I will switch it to good deed. Look at how Allah is so kind. He gives you a road. He gives you an opening. But for whom? For whom who really want it.
What about hospitality, which is basic for Muslims?
Is generosity. And generosity is a gift from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no one generous, he will put him in hellfire. and no stingy enter paradise. And another report of it said of the meaning of Allah love those who are weak in worship and generous, and He will hate those who are high in worship and stingy. Imagine high worship and stingy. Allah hates stingy most. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's a giver. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Ya Bilal, anfiq yunfaq alayk. And in another report is by Angel Jibreel alayhi salam. O Muhammad, spend, Allah will spend on you. وَلَا تَخَفْ مِنْ ذِي الْعَرْشِ إِكْلَالًا. أَنْفِقْ أَنْفِقْ بِلَالًا وَلَا تَخَفْ مِنْ ذِي الْعَرْشِ إِكْلَالًا. Spend and don't fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know how it works? One person, he saw me spending a lot. He said, why you do that? He said, the more I spend, the more He give me. And I'm afraid, if I be stingy, He will be stingy with me. He will not give me. Because Allah deals with us according to the way we doing. Allah loves the generous one, and He hates the stingy. It's not the quality of Allah. Because stingy, He's stingy because He's poor. Poor where? Poor in the heart. Why is poor in the heart? Because he believes of what he have, instead of believe of what Allah have. You see the difference? MashaAllah. Is a very, very beautiful occasion to be peaceful with everybody in the family, even the one who do mischief to you or makes wrongs against you. Try the maximum you can. The more we try, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's afu. He loves the afu. He's for all forgiven. Persevere. And He likes those who do the same. What about slaughtering a lamb or a sheep for a dead person? It has many school of thought, but I believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He make it clear. No good deed, Allah will erase it or will decrease it from your scale. And according to your intention, Allah can accept insha'Allah.
For the dead person, it's muqarbil, no?
It's the same.
But is it accepted for a dead person?
Is according to your relationship, the question is accepted to slaughter a sheep or something for a dead person in his behalf, like a relative or somebody? Put it this way, I believe something. From fiqh point of view, we can go to accept it or not accept this. Do whatever you can, and Allah is the one who can accept according to intention and sincerity.
Can we know the next festivities, the religious festivities coming, and if we will have some beautiful days to fast, like?
You will find it, inshallah. Brother Muhammad, can you do me a favor? Just for a moment. Good. Let me shut it off. Okay. Gone on. Any question, any concern? Any question, any concern? About the takbirat of Eid, like I said before, is many, many style, and all of them is reported, alhamdulillah. And even if you increase, it's not a big deal. And we say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. And we said the meaning of, okay?
Like one you say it loud and one you say silent. or either one you
In Eid, all the time you say it loud in the masjid. The question is the takbirat, we do it silent or loud. According to the report, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to make takbirat until the whole masjid is shaking. And actually it is a sign of your iman. And they used to make takbirat and keep weeping and crying. Because if you are in a state of understanding why you're doing takbirat and to whom, you will be crying of joy with the takbirat. When you do it alone, you can do it in a state of, like they said it, according to some report, where the sound cannot pass from your shoulder. Meaning it's not too silent and it's not too loud. Moderation. By this way, you do not disturb nobody, and in the meantime, you're doing it for yourself. You can encourage other if you want, let them to join you.
If somebody doesn't know Eid al-Adha,
what do you mean?
You're a Muslim, now embracing Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Like 1 month ago, should we invite him?
Sure. Sure, it's actually the duty of the Muslim to invite non-Muslim or the new Muslim to learn and feel joy and unity and brotherhood and sisterhood. This was another thing, brotherhood and sisterhood. Why Allah want us brotherhood and sisterhood? Because in the middle of brotherhood and sisterhood, you start to be generous. Generous to whom? You have to be generous to somebody, for Allah. You generous to your family, you generous to your neighbor, generous to brotherhood and sisterhood, for Allah. And to ease each other, for Allah. And whoever ease situation of other, Allah will ease his situation in the Day of Judgment. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and whoever enter happiness in somebody, Allah will be happy with them. Okay. Sure, the generosity and goodness is all over for everybody. Okay, anyway, alhamdulillah, we finish. Any question, any concern? Say it again. Allahu Akbar. No, the takbirat, it should be most of the time. You are in joy most of the time. Actually, according to your understanding of why you're saying it, you will find yourself automatically doing it. If you're really realizing and you are living as a Muslim in a state of Iman and a state of understanding of Eid, you will be in a style and in a joy in your heart, to the point you have nothing except saying Allahu Akbar all the time.
Is recommended
the day of Eid, and I said it Ayyam al-Tashriq, which is the 3 day after Eid. By this way, total of 4 days is recommended. Okay? What happened if you do not do it? You lost. That's it. The more you do, you get closer. The more you do, you're building Iman. The more you do. Also, by the way, one of the power of Allahu Akbar is a teaching, is a reminder, is a controlling, is a training to remember Allah is the greatest. Imagine every time Shaitan keep whispering to you about some situation, and you said, Allahu Akbar. Oh, Allah is the greatest for myself, for my temptation, for my desire, for what I need, for what I love, for what I need, whatever I own. If you keep doing this, really, wonder what happened. The reality of Allah will come in your heart, as soon or later.
And they send money to their country where their aunt bought a land there and they slaughtered it for them here. Is it the same?
Okay, the question is, somebody sends the money back home and to slaughter the animal or sheep or kurbani in their behalf.
Yeah.
Is recommended, but I recommend two things. I recommend in America, most of us have the ability. Do your fard obligation, the biha, back home. To the poor people, eat from it. But send the money on time. Because this, the biha should, the meat should be distributed among the poor people and bring happiness and unity among the Muslims. This is one of the main purpose. But in meantime, if you live in America, Australia, and Europe, I said, I advise you, slaughter another sheep or a small animal, okay, or a goat, whatever. Why? To bring joy and happiness in your family and let the family live the day of Eid. You see, otherwise, if we keep doing all the ritual overseas, the family do not know what is going on. But again, bring the people, let them eat, talk about the Eid, open some hadith book, have some videotape or something about Eid, share with them what you know. By this way, it's not be a festival of eating only. Like some Christian back home in Egypt, he said, Muslim only having a festival of feed and eating, like cows. Because what I wonder what happened, we take the ritual about the sweet, the food, whatever it is, and we forget the purpose. And it become like a feast of eating. This is not the purpose. It's actually recommended, the meat you have, do not stay in your house for more than 3 days. Why? Because if you're generous, and the third you have, and you make one feast, how come you can have it for 3 days? It will be gone. Some people really, I saw, mashallah, you will be gone before even you go home. And some other, they keep all the good part and give the leftover to the poor people and neighbor. And actually Islam teach us the best peace for the one who will be given.
Now what are the rewards for like a rich person who give 100 sheep land to
What's the reward of a person who has money and he make 100 sheep, 100 lamb? Allah know how much he have and how much he spent, and this calculated according to Allah. And by the way, your action in the time of Hajj is multiplied by 100,000. All your action of worship or spending, and your worship here is multiplied according to your effort. The person who's weak and struggle to spend, he's having more reward than the person who cannot, or the generous one, because generous one, Allah already give it to him. But imagine, I'm astaghfirullah, may Allah forgive me, if I'm stingy and I keep making dua, oh Allah, make me generous, and it's not coming out, and I keep crying to Allah, oh Allah, make me give. Some people really cannot give. Wallahi, I saw people, some, may Allah forgive them. It's a disease, it's a curse from Allah. Because the quality of shaitan is like that. Shaitan promised you poverty. Don't give, we need it. We need to save it. We need to do this, we need to do that. He keep telling you do this, and you do not do nothing for Allah. And you forget, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every time He's spending money, Allah He promised He will give you more in this life and hereafter. Look how stupid we are. We make business with shaitan and we refuse to make business with Allah. Imagine. And this is why you find out, people who are really stingy, they will never have good Islam. Never. And they're always miserable, inside, outside. And the opposite, when you're generous, you are calm, you're happy. Because you saw the generosity of Allah. You never scare, you never worry, You know, Allah always generous. You never calculate. You never account. I remember one man, we used to go in the presence of Allah, and he said, get the money. And he put it in the bucket, and he closed it. And he said, don't look, and do not account, just spend. And he said, after that, when he closed it, he said, Allahumma hada ma lana, laysa lahu min nafad. This our money has no ending. And I remember when I used to do that, I used to find amazing things. I keep spending, and when I look, I find more money. When I look, I find more money. The moment I account, finished. Why? I have no faith in Allah. You see how it works? You understand, Munir? Okay. Don't do it, okay? Be a good man, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Okay.
There is another last question. Someone is rich, is generous, but he just doesn't buy the lamp and doesn't...
What do you mean he's generous, but he do not do? Meaning he's generous in stupid things. A lot of people like that. A lot of people generous in their own stupid things. And when it coming to the obedience of Allah, he's not generous. Meaning he following his desire. You see? Because generosity, it has to be in the obedience of Allah.
Like somebody's...
party and having fun. No, it's no such thing. It's not no such thing. Anybody want to be generous and spend for Allah, Allah opens the road. That's it. Anybody give excuses, always a stingy one. Always make excuses. Generous always. Because once he spend, Allah open and, you know, accept inshaAllah. Any question, any concern? No way. No.
I didn't agree with it.
Say it again.
You said that her dad built a mosque.
Yeah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. The question is, somebody is helping to build a mosque. By this way, he doesn't need to go to Hajj. You see, we misunderstand Islam. Islam is not a desire. Hajj is an obligation. You cannot say, oh Allah, I give you this, and I will not do that. Who are you? Are you a ruler or a slave? A slave. And a slave do not decide what to do and how to do it. It's a pillar. Actually, I said it before. If you have the mean and you die and you do not do Hajj, the Prophet said of the meaning of you die as a Christian or you die as a Jew. But you do not die as a Muslim. And meaning here, meaning the finance need and the physical need. What about my school? What about my job? I don't feel like it. I don't have a time. I have a vacation time. I want to go to Walt Disney this year. Go and say it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, we lie. I said it many times. We are a liar. Because we have the time, we have the health, we have the money, but we do not set the priority for Allah. And we, if we die today and we did not do it, we will be in big trouble. If we are in the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, the person will not be buried as a Muslim and they throw his body in the desert. And no janaza for the person. Because they consider him, they do not know what status he died with. Meaning he doesn't die as a Muslim. And this is a person who did everything, but he did not do Hajj.
Having the possibility.
Yes. And I believe in America we are in big trouble because all of us has a mean one way or another. And we keep delaying it, and I saw a lot of people die and they never able to do it. Or they get sick and before they know it, they cannot do it at all. And this is a big calamity for them, and they will be questioned about every year they delayed it and why. You remember what we said? Allah is the greatest. Where is Allah is the greatest? For our vacation, we make sure. For everything, we make sure. But when coming to Allah, no.
But to go to Hajj, you have to be credit-free. Right? You have to be free from all debts.
We talk about that, you see. Somebody said to me, if I want to go to Hajj, I have to be credit-free. Don't forget, if you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can you tell Him, I act like American, I put myself completely in a debtor situation, and this is why I cannot make it? Nobody tell you to do what you're doing.
No, no, what I'm saying is,
yes.
The point what I'm trying to drive is, although you have to pay debts and whatnot, what you can afford it, can you go and do it? Although you have to, I have to pay.
Okay, sure is recommended to clear yourself from any sins and make tawbah, because Hajj is tawbah. But let me tell you something. I see today two situations. If you do not do it, you are a sinner and you are in a state of weakness. If you do it, it might be accepted, might be not. Let me tell you something. You see, the problem today, we do not have the strength of Iman to clean our act. And we keep saying tomorrow, next year, tomorrow, next year, tomorrow, next year. And before you know it, 20 years will go by and instead saying tomorrow, next year. You see? If you are honest, how come you did not do any? But I know people really. I know a person, he has a house almost for half a million. Once he knew what's going on, he bought it in sale, he sold it. He filled all his debts and he go back and live in apartment. Just to able to go to Hajj clean for Allah. But you see, it takes Iman. Because sometimes if you have a mortgage for 30 years, what are you going to do? Wait for 30 years? To go to Hajj? And who tell you you can live for 30 years? Do you know statistics in America? Most of the people who have mortgages, they never own the house? Never! Because how many people would live 30 years in their house? By this way, my advice to you, be sincere to yourself. Make steps, a clean, true steps toward Allah, and at least start crying and ask Allah to give it to you.
All right, one thing more. Could you give us an example of the songs that you sing in this occasion? You mentioned one song. Can you just give us a...
I was thinking you're going to ask me for a question. All the question is gone?
Yeah.
Are we allowed now to set ourselves spiritually for the Hajj next year?
You say allowed to set it any time. The question is me allowed to set it up? Let me tell you something. I really feel sad. Some of the people in here were setting intention very hardly and start going down, 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 down. Let me tell you something. You really want to get closer to Allah? Don't ever set intention and let it go. If you lose your wife, kids, your mind, everything, and not to losing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you promise Him, is much better for you than do that. Okay? And let me teach you something. Please, and you will see beautiful things from it. Anytime you ask Allah, oh Allah, give me something, or you promise Him I want to do something, make the maximum effort. And put underneath it million line. Imagine if you work for $10 and the manager pass by until I give you a bonus. You will work like bionic man. Bop! Hop! You understand me? This for a bonus. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till you come to me and I give you a bonus in paradise. Imagine. Imagine.
Is it better to set ourselves like a group already? I mean, inshallah.
You see, all this topic never end. Start just by yourself, and I believe Hajj exactly like living and death and having marriage and having kids. If it's written, it will be written according to what do you want. Only you care about one thing. Oh Allah, accept me as a Hajji for you and give me Hajj Mabrura, meaning an accepted Hajj. How? Where? When is his business? You have only one topic, is to get closer to Allah. You still insist, Brother Muhammad? Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. One of the first, the takbirat. I'm going to give you one of the long one, which is very difficult to remember, but is very nice. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahil hamd, Allahu Akbar kabira, Walhamdulillahi kathira, Wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. لا إله إلا الله وحده نصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا. This is one of the famous one, and it has many long version and short version. Okay, now the another one is famous, which is Yusuf Islam make it famous in America, which is Talaat Badr Alayhi. But I do not remember the English version. طلع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داع و You see, when somebody sings with somebody, all of a sudden you lose it. Especially I do not used to do. طلع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داع أيها المبعوث فينا جئت بالأمر المطاع جئت شرفت المدينة مرحبا يا خير داع طلع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داع أيها المبعوث فينا جئت بالأمر المطاع جئت شرفت المدينة مرحبا يا خير داع طلع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داع أيها المبعوث فينا جئت بالأمر المطاع جئت شرفت المدينة مرحبا يا خير داع What's that? Let me go with the Hajj song. Hajj song. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك أنا في رحابك بيت ربي أنشودة مشواة لبي أنا في رحابك بيت ربي أنشودة مشواة لبي وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي أنا في رحابك بيت ربي لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك أنا منذ طرت إلى حمى البيت الحرام لغتي كما العشاق دمع لا كلام أنا منذ طرت إلى حمى البيت الحرام لغتي كما العشاق دمع لا كلام لما دنوت حبوت من ذاك المقام وبكيت معترفا بذنبا كالركام كالركام فأجبت أبشر أنت ضيفي لم تضام فأجبت أبشر أنت ضيفي لم تضام لم تضام أنا في رحابك بيت ربي أنشودة مشواة لبي وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي أنا في رحابك بيت ربي أنا في رحابك بيت ربي الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله الله يا 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 الله 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 يا نور يا الله يا نور يا الله يا كريم يا الله يا حليم يا الله يا عفو يا الله يا عفو يا الله يا كريم يا الله يا كريم يا الله يا هادي يا الله يا هادي يا الله يا عاقي يا الله يا عاقي يا الله يا كريم يا الله يا كريم يا الله يا حليم يا الله يا حليم يا الله يا عفو يا الله يا عفو يا الله يا قادر يا الله يا قدير يا الله يا غني يا الله يا مغني يا الله يا وهاب يا الله يا علي يا الله يا عظيم يا الله يا علي يا الله يا عاقي يا الله يا وهاب يا الله يا بر يا الله يا رحيم يا الله يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله يا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله الله يا 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 الله 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 يا الله
How I do not call you يا الله and you are Allah. How I do not think about you, Ya Allah, and you are Allah. And if I do not think about you, who I think about him?
Allah, Ya Allah, make me remember you, Ya Allah. Allah, Ya Allah, give me mercy, Ya Allah. Allah, Ya Allah, give me tawfiq and ability, Ya Allah, to worship you, Ya Allah, the way you want, Ya Allah. Allah, Ya Allah, you create me, Ya Allah. Allah, Ya Allah,
and you choose me, Ya Allah.
Allah, Ya Allah,
and you make me Muslim, Ya Allah.
Allah, Ya Allah,
and you make me worship you, Allah.
Allah, Ya Allah,
and you allow me to remember you, Ya Allah.
Allah, Ya Allah,
and you make me believe in you, Ya Allah.
Allah, Ya Allah, Allah, Ya Allah, who make me cure from my disease except you, Ya Allah. Who feed me from hunger except you, Ya Allah? Who give me guidance from being stray except you, Ya Allah? Who give me all his bounty except you, Ya Allah? And how I cannot recognize all this except from you, Ya Allah? And all this do not deserve to recognize you, Ya Allah. Allahu Ya Allahu, Allahu Ya Allah, who's the greatest? Allahu Ya Allahu, who's the power? Allahu Ya Allah, who's the nur, the life? Allahu Ya Allahu, Allahu Ya Allah, who's the guider, the hadi? Allahu Ya Allahu, Allahu Ya Allah, Allahu Ya Allahu, Allahu Ya Allah. Make me live as a Muslim, Ya Allah. Say Ameen. Make me live according to the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say Ameen. Make me live with all the pleasure of you, Ya Allah. Say Ameen. Guide me, Ya Allah. Shower me with your mercy, Ya Allah. Give me light, Ya Allah. Give me vision, Ya Allah. Fill my heart with content and tranquility, Ya Allah. Make me rich in my heart, Ya Allah. Ya Ghani, Ya Allah. Ya Mughni, Ya Allah. Ya Ghani, Ya Allah. Ya Mughni, Ya Allah. Ya Aati, Ya Wahhab, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Everything from you, Ya Allah. How I can deny you when everything from you, Ya Allah. How I forget you and you do not forget me, Ya Allah. Ya Shaheed, Ya Allah. Ya Sami'u, Ya Allah. Ya Basir, Ya Allah. يا عليم يا الله يا أول يا الله يا آخر يا الله يا ظاهر يا الله يا باطن يا الله. Who knew everything except Allah, the seen and unseen, the known and the unknown, except Allah. Allahu Ya Allahu, Allahu Ya Allah. I call you Ya Allah because I love you, Ya Allah. And whom else I love except you? More important for me except you, Ya Allah. Allahu Ya Allahu, Allahu Ya Allah. Who else has the quality of Allah except Allah? Who else can benefit me more than Allah? Who else his love can benefit me except Allah? Who else bounty me with all his mercy and contentment and tranquility and forgiveness except Allah? And who I need him in the moment of death? Who I need him in the moment of enter to my grave? Who I need him in the day of judgment? Who I need him to cure my disease? Who I need him to forgive my sins? Who I need him to allow me to have happiness in this life and hereafter? Except Allah. Allahu Ya Allahu, Allahu Ya Allah. Allahu Ya Allahu, Allahu Ya Allah. Ya Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Akramul Akramin, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Dhal Jalal Wal Ikram, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Allahu Ya Allah, Allahu Ya Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallait ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad
وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين. O Allah, accept all our effort to get closer to you, Ya Allah. Make all our effort sincerely to you, Ya Allah. Make us closer to you, Ya Allah. Make us love you, Ya Allah. And love those who love you, Ya Allah. And make others love you, Ya Allah. You are the only one deserve to be loved, Ya Allah. Who else have all the quality of you except you, Ya Allah? Allahu Ya Allahu. الله يا الله الله يا الله. Who else I remember more than you, يا الله? Who else I have to call him and sing for him better than you, يا الله? I cannot sing for nobody except you, يا الله. Nobody deserve to be heard except your name and your beautiful name, يا الله. الله يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله يا ملك يا الله يا قدوس يا الله يا مهيمن يا الله يا جبار يا الله يا سلام يا الله يا مؤمن يا الله يا قدوس يا الله يا متين يا الله يا محي يا الله يا مميت يا الله يا شكور يا الله يا صبور يا الله يا رؤوف يا الله يا ودود يا الله. Do you know who is the Wadud? The beloved one to us, Allah. He's Wadud, the most loving. The one who shower us with his loving. If you need companion, if you need love, call him. Ya Wadud. Ya Wadud, ya Allah. Ya Wadud, ya Allah. Ya Wadud, ya Allah. Ya Wadud, ya Allah. Who else can be my Wadud better than you, Ya Allah? Ya Wadud, Ya Allah. Ya Wadud, Ya Allah. Ya Rauf, Ya Allah. Ya Afu, Ya Allah. Ya Bar, Ya Allah. Ya Rahim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. We call you, Ya Allah. We love you, Ya Allah. We worship you, Ya Allah. And we want only to talk about you, Ya Allah. We do not want to remember anybody except you, Ya Allah. We do not want to sing for no one except for you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept from us, Ya Allah. Light our life with light from you, Ya Allah. We need your light, Ya Allah. We need your vision, Ya Allah. We need your blessing, Ya Allah. Bless us in this night, Ya Allah. Yes, we are weak. We are sinner. We do not deserve. But you are. If you do not shower us with your generosity, who can give us generosity? And you are the Kareem. Ya Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Akram al-Akramin. Ya Arham al-Rahimin. Ya Bar, Ya Rahim. Ya Afu, Ya Halim. Ya Wadud, Ya Allah. Ya Rauf, Ya Allah. Allahu Ya Allahu. Allahu Ya Allah. Allahu Ya Allahu. Allahu Ya Allah. Allahu Ya Allahu. Allahu Ya Allah. Fill my heart with your names, Ya Allah. Fill my soul with your name, Ya Allah. Fill my whole life with your name, Ya Allah. Say Ameen. and make our heart only know one thing.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahil hamd. Allahu Akbar kabira, Walhamdulillahi kathira, Wasubhanallahi bukratan wa asila. لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون آمين آمين يا رب العالمين.
Oh Allah, give us sincerity, Ya Allah. Give us ikhlas, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of Allahu Akbar in our heart, Ya Allah. Make you, Ya Allah, is the most greatest in our heart, in your heart, in our heart, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept, Ya Allah, only for you, for your beautiful face, Ya Allah. And make us united for you only, Ya Allah. And be spread only for you, Ya Allah. And make only us working for you, Ya Allah. And make us live and die only for you, Ya Allah.
La ilaha illallah, akhlu biha wahdi. لا إله إلا الله أفني بها عمري لا إله إلا الله يغفر بها ذنبي لا إله إلا الله أدخل بها قبري لا إله إلا الله ألقى بها ربي
سي أمين.
حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي إلا الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي إلا الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي إلا الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي إلا الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ارزقنا سعادة الدارين وكفاية همهما اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك اللهم استخدمنا لنصرة دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم تقبل منا اللهم تقبل منا كل عمل تحبه وترضاه واغفر لنا كل عمل لا تحبه ولا ترضاه يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين بارك في أهل هذا البيت يا رب العالمين أو الله bless the house we are in now يا الله bless all his member and everybody here ya Allah make this place ya Allah a light for spreading light and guidance ya Allah oh Allah you know we do not gather except for you ya Allah and you promise whoever be gathering for you ya Allah you will tell them to leave and all their sins forgiven we want all our sins to be forgiven ya Allah we want your generosity ya Allah shower us with your generosity ya Allah fill our heart ya Allah We are weak, but you are strong. We are poor, and you are rich. And we are stray, and you are the guider. We need you, Ya Allah. We need you, Ya Allah. We need you, Ya Allah. And we call you, Ya Allah. And we sing for you, Ya Allah. By your name, Ya Allah. And you know, we do not do it for nobody except you, Ya Allah. If we do it sincerely for you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept our meeting, Ya Allah. Accept it, Ya Allah. And fill this house with light and all the bounty from you, Ya Allah. And put barak to everybody who came in here, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, accept our effort sincerely and pure for you. And give us humble and humility, Ya Allah.
اللهم تقبل، اللهم تقبل، اللهم تقبل. يا مجيب يا الله، يا مجيب يا الله، يا مجيب يا الله، يا مجيب يا الله. اللهم تقبل يا مجيب، يا مجيب، يا مجيب. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. جزاكم الله عنا كل خير.